So I was fascinated by the fact that this is a green energy program, and it's hydro, so that sounds, you know, pretty green. I can remember when I was very involved in batteries, visiting a battery company in Quebec that was owned by Hydro-Quebec, because they were looking for sources for their power. And so the question is, what does this really mean to us? Would this eliminate the Bow power plant? Would this eliminate other green initiatives like our wood-burning power plants? I mean, what's the trade-off here?
Thank you, Doug. Those are certainly questions that we are asking ourselves of the Northern Pass project. It's fair to say that this project is being billed as a green project. There are significant questions about whether, in fact, it is. We would suggest that until we know a lot more, that it's not. And to give you an example, the advertising campaign coming out of Northern Pass has been somewhat relentless in characterizing this as a green project. This is off one of their advertising campaigns. It says the Northern Pass project will introduce 1,200 megawatts of clean hydroelectric energy, reducing carbon dioxide emissions by up to 5 million tons a year. Also part of their campaign, again, these are all materials on Northern Pass, outreach materials. An explanation from a supporter of Northern Pass, why I'm passionate about our environment. We're putting tons of pollutants into the air. The more fossil fuels we burn, the warmer the atmosphere will become. That's a fair statement. What I like about hydroelectricity is clean and never ending. No greenhouse gases, no global warming. That's the assumption that Northern Pass is making when they say this project will reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 5 million tons per year. They're making the assumption that there is no greenhouse gas impact associated with large-scale hydro. And Jack showed images of the scale of development, what sort of large-scale hydro projects are in the works in Quebec. And there are many projects in the works there. As Jack mentioned, Hydro-Quebec has massive plans to develop more hydropower, to export more of its power to the United States. Conservation Law Foundation commissioned a study not long ago to look at the greenhouse gas implications of large-scale hydropower in Canada. And that study concluded, doing a survey of sort of the state of the science on this issue, that in the early years of a large-scale hydro plant and the reservoir that it creates, these facilities emit greenhouse gases on par with natural gas power plants. Now, you ask the question: Will this project, Northern Pass, displace coal? We've been asking that question. We've all been asking that question, and the answer so far is no. Northern Pass is going to displace natural gas power. Therefore, where's the greenhouse gas reduction benefit? It's actually a wash if you look at the way they're planning to fuel, generate the power that will be transmitted down the lines, and if you look at the fact that there is no commitment at all, even though PSNH owns two coal-fired power plants in New Hampshire and is part of the Northern Pass corporate entity. No commitments to displace real dirty energy. So we would say that essentially there is a greenwashing going on when this project is being billed as a clean, green, renewable energy project.